Mama, kind of lie.
Getting pissed. No, no, this is not going to be the best.
You take all the fun out. You like.
I take the fun out of.
You kill the buzz.
Kill the joy.
I just disappointed
yes,
you.
Yes, you just disappointed me.
And you know what? Don't be afraid of disappointment.
And don't be afraid to say it.
Exactly. And today we're going to tell you how to reclaim disappointment.
Yeah, don't miss the point of disappointment.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Billy Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State. Today
we're ownership 40.
Wow.
Disappointment. Don't miss the point of disappointment. So disappointment, it's natural and unavoidable, yet we all fear it. We fear. Why do we fear disappointment?
So much.
Because we're afraid that if we disappoint a partner, they'll get up and leave.
Right. That's it. It's over.
So there's kind of like this unconscious pact that we won't talk about it.
And we won't say it.
And won't say it, even when it happens, because it's impossible not to happen.
Right. It's going to happen.
Right. And reminding us that Gottman talks about in their research that 70% of our problems are unsolvable, which means we will be having
at some stage, you will be disappointed by someone you are in a relationship with. It's going to happen.
And we're so afraid of it.
Buckle up.
Click. But when we avoid disappointment, what happens? We create a smoke screen. We don't address.
Like bury it.
We bury it. We don't own our shit. And slowly we have these blind spots and these taboo areas where we won't talk about it because we don't want to talk about the disappointment. And then what we're actually doing a lot of times, couples will tell me, well, I'm protecting my partner. But by protecting them, by not sharing that disappointment, we're robbing them from a chance to grow.
And I think we're kind of festering resentment.
Right.
Both for them, right? Because we're disappointed. But also for ourselves that like, oh, I can't. There's no outlet. There's no place to express your disappointment.
And we become bitter and then become kind of like victim-y. Like, oh, he can't see. Can he see?
And also there becomes this disconnect, right? Because if we assume that we're going to be disappointed or if we kind of are afraid of being disappointed, then we don't necessarily put ourselves out there and then we don't make requests.
We lower the bar.
Right? Because we don't want to be disappointed. And so we don't put our needs and our requests and our wishes out there. Because heaven forbid, we might be disappointed.
But actually, we're inviting you to think of disappointment as a window. It's a window for you to show your partner your values, your dream, your wishes. It also means you care enough because you're only disappointed if you have expectations.
Right.
So by eliminating disappointment, you're eliminating expectations from your partner.
And it's an opportunity for growth.
Yes.
Right?
More
because
about that.
If your partner disappoints you, they didn't do it either exactly the way you wanted or how you had hoped or anticipated or expected. And then you can have a conversation about it. If you name it, right? Then you can tame it. If you say, it disappointed me. It disappointed me that I came home and the dishes were still left in the sink and that, you know, you didn't think to tidy up. And you know that having a organized house is important to me.
For example.
Deal with that.
So even if you take
so then it's a conversation and we can talk about
but
it.
But it's also an invitation. Like when Galit shares her disappointment, it's an invitation for me to step up.
And it's also an invitation for him to just be there with me, right? Like with the vasectomy. Can we do that now?
Let's go that example, sure.
So I expressed that I was disappointed. I was disappointed that Asael didn't step up. We had talked about it. We went through a process. We, you know, talked about it with doctors. It's been a very long time for me sharing, you know, holding the majority of the responsibility for contraception. And I was disappointed. I was disappointed that he had decided not to follow through with it. And so I shared it with him. And he was just there with me. He was there in that feeling. He didn't have to fix it. He didn't have to solve it. But he could empathize. He could be there with my disappointment. And we could have that shared feeling.
And I think that was a peak of a process that we've been working on. How can we re-embrace disappointment? So oftentimes I would share with Galit, or she would share with me little disappointments. And I think the vasectomy was a big one where we learned through blood, sweat, and tears, that it's okay for my partner to be disappointed. And it's a chance for me just to let that land and I don't have to immediately like be scared of it or think that she's going to leave me.
Right.
I can actually breathe into that.
So one time I had a boyfriend who, that was like the biggest kind of like cloud over our relationship of like, don't disappoint. Like, we must never say to each other, I think at one point we even kind of said it like, whoa, don't ever disappoint me, and I don't ever want to feel disappointed by you. And it's just not realistic. You can't, there's no room for growth because there's too much kind of fear and anxiety that if you disappoint, then what? Then the relationship won't be able to withstand it.
Disappointment is a window, is an invitation, is a chance for growth.
Yes.
And now we're going to give a few tips how to do it. First of all, share this episode and with the people in your life, or the person, if you're in a relationship with them, because the idea is to reclaim disappointment as a valid feeling in the relationship. It's a desired feeling. Even. Yeah, I want to know where I disappoint my partner. Yeah, name it. Don't be afraid of it. Then accept the fact that you will, like, no one is perfect.
Right.
You will
disappoint. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Embrace
it. And that it means that you care. When somebody shares the disappointment, it means that they care. Again, make sure that it's not, becomes a weapon, a tool to jab and minimize and
hurt.
That's
not cool.
And then the first thing is consciously celebrate when they do meet or exceed your expectations. Before you start bringing out disappointment all the time, say, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that was
well
great.
Done.
You're great. I'm so glad we moved to Kosaba.
It exceeded your expectations.
It exceeded my expectation bedtime. Bedtime.
Big time.
Big time and bedtime. And then after you have that culture, try when you bring in disappointment, add a little bit of play.
Play.
A little bit of
so always.
We, sometimes
side dish of play.
Right. So we sometimes do you disappointed me.
Oh, you disappointed me.
And by giving just a little bit of lube on that, a little bit of play on the disappointment, you're helping it land
just,
easier.
It helps the medicine go down.
All right. So when Galit says to me that I disappointed her, for instance, in the vasectomy.
Usually it's you saying to me.
Right.
But you disappointed me.
Right. But since when somebody says that to me, when Galit says that to me, first thing, let it land. You're going to want to, you'll have these feelings of shame or fear.
You'll want to be defensive. You'll want to be like, no, but.
So just breathe into that. Don't disconnect. Don't move away. Let that in. You can even ask why.
Or what exactly.
Or what was your need? Or what was your wish? Or what was your want?
Or just silence. Sometimes silence is golden.
Exactly. And then breathe and own your shit. And assume that probably there's a little bit of truth, if not a lot of truth, in what they're saying. So before you're saying that's only yours, just let that land and sit and see.
That's their subjective truth.
Right. And you know what? Subjective is the new objective, reference to that episode.
Totally.
But just see what's coming up, and also try to see what the emotional bit is underneath.
Yes.
Like, why are they sharing that emotional bit? Check out that episode. So by actually breathing and letting it land and owning your shit, you'll have some more time to kind of go beyond that and see what's underneath the disappointment.
Yeah, and also think how, you know, like, practice gratitude that this person cares about me so much that they want me to step up. They want me to be there. They want me to take a role and take part. They want me to be active in this relationship.
And when you do share with your partner, make sure you're not going from the victim helpless or like martyr position.
No, we don't need the victim triangle.
Don't need the victim triangle.
No.
Share it. Add a little bit of playfulness, a little bit of play into it. And also remind, if they start getting reactive, you can just remind them, saying, you don't have to do anything. I just want to share where I am right now.
Right.
And it's fine.
Right.
And if you can,
it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You will get past the feelings of disappointment.
And I'm sharing this because I want more. I want more for myself. I want more from you. I want more from us.
Mm.
Refer to the more episode, because more is not a bad thing. More does not mean that you're not enough. More means I want more.
But the other thing I want to say about that, for me, that comes up is kind of like, it's also okay. I think that once you're able to talk about disappointment in your relationship, then you're also able to assess the limitations of your partner and saying, you know, I'm sorry I disappointed you. I guess I'm not quite there yet. Or I guess I can't show up exactly how you want me to show up, but I can show up here, or I am able to do this. And it really becomes a conversation where you can, you know, reflect on where you can be there and where you are, for the moment, limited. And that's also okay.
And also, perhaps, if I want to go one step further, there will be places where your partner will never be able to fulfill your
desire. Right.
And having disappointment is a valid feeling. And it's also okay that there'll be areas that we will constantly be disappointed at.
We can't get everything from one person.
Exactly. So don't miss the point of disappointment. Reclaim it, add a little bit of play, and that will make you happy. That was Galit Romanelli.
And this is Dr. Asel Romanelli.
And we are the Potential State. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.